Time now for the morning line here on KMA. It's been more than 6 months since the formation of Vision Shenandoah was announced, and there's been a flurry of activity within the organization since then. Dr. Margaret Brady is Executive Director of the Vision Shenandoah, and she joins us in the studio this morning with an update on a number of activities taking place and developments with the organization. Good morning to you, Margaret.
Good morning, Mike. Beautiful morning in the neighborhood, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very nice. And we're glad you're here today because you've got a lot of things to talk about. It's been 6 months since this organization has been formed. How would you describe the organization's progress thus far?
Well, considering we started from absolutely zero, you know, it was just a thought of a group of people that said, well, we really need to form this organization to move forward on the amazing Southwest Iowa initiative from the Lakin Foundation. We have made a lot of progress. I'm really proud of all the over 60 people that are part of the dream teams that we're meeting and putting together great plans for the future of Shenandoah.
One of the organization's tasks, of course, is to pinpoint some possible projects for funding for the Charles E. Lakin Foundation. And one thing that has come to the forefront as a possibility is a recreation center, and which would involve not only Vision Shenandoah, but Shenandoah Medical Center, the city, the school district, and such. Talk about where that discussion is at right now regarding a possible recreation center project.
Well, remember, Mike, when we first started Vision Shenandoah, we did a survey and we had great participation from all of our community. Over 913 people filled out that survey, and they said the first thing they would really like us to address, one of their top priorities, was to have a recreation center here in Shenandoah that everyone in the community could take advantage of. Of course, we see our neighbors with their Y's and their leads centers and stuff. But Shenandoah has never had a, they have smaller like the hospital has an organization. Of course, the city has an organ, a weight room and
right.
stuff. But we don't have that big recreation center. So I'm super, we were at a meeting yesterday and I was super excited to see the plans starting to come together. And the most important thing that differs this from our plans that have happened in the past that haven't ever come to fruition is we have really three great partners in the medical center, the city, and the school all talking about how could this be a great thing. With the Lakin Foundation, that being something that they've sponsored in the past, we hope they will be a partner. And then we're going to be looking for some pretty good capital donors, and we know they're out there, people that are passionate about making something like this for the future of Shenandoah.
Do you have any location pinpointed for a possible recreation center and any sort of cost estimates for this sort of a project?
We're still putting together exactly what all you want to have in the building and how big it is and what kind of materials you use. So we're at the formative station. We kind of have a number we're kind of thinking that would be a good number to hit. And we're looking at a plot of land up in the near the medical center, which is, of course, right across the street from the school. So, you know, it's a nice location up there. They've got a piece of property that they think would be a good fit for this this big, nice big center that we're planning. We're still, like I said, we're still working with the architects to kind of put something together. But I'm excited when we do have a plan to be able to share it with the whole community and get everybody excited about this neat project.
Any ETA and when that plan will be ready?
So we are going to go to the Lakin Foundation board and meet with them on November 13th. And I think by then we're going to try to have at least the rough outlines of what that building would look and kind of a ballpark figure on cost. So that's coming up.
In addition to that, a more immediate concern is new playground equipment for the city's parks. Talk about Vision Shenandoah's involvement in this sort of a project that you're looking at right now.
When we started Vision Shenandoah, we knew we were going to be waiting a while on funding from the Lakin Foundation and how that all would work. But we were looking for some projects that maybe we could do immediately. And so the playground equipment, upgrade of the playground for equipment for five parks in Shenandoah is something that we think we can get behind and get excited about. We had a group from the playground that has brought new playground equipment to both our community and other communities around, made a little presentation to us yesterday. So you're going to be seeing that project roll out. It involves 5 parks and a new restroom facility at one of the Little Waubonsie. So it's a big project, but they have some funding sources to help us with some grant writing. And then we're going to be talking to our community about, you know, can you help support this? And I think if we all chip in a little bit, we're going to have some really nice top of the line playground equipment with some surface underneath to make it ADA compliant so that we can make this equipment available to all people with, you know, if you've got a kiddo with disabilities or a senior person, maybe that the footing can be a problem. We're going to address those issues so that this can really be enjoyed by the community.
In addition to that, on October 26th, you've got what you call a tour of opportunity going on from noon to 4 o'clock, a tour of available spaces or properties here in Shenandoah. Who is this tour for, and what's really the purpose of this? What do you want to accomplish with this?
We're going to have about 12 buildings, I'm really excited about this, that are in, not all of them downtown, but we're kind of centering around the downtown area, that are either available for sale, or they're available to rent, or they're available to negotiate, you know, portions of it for rent. And so what we're going to do is invite people to come, and each one of the buildings will be open, and they'll have information on who to talk to, what the square footage is, what kind of amenities are there. So if you know somebody that might want to rent a retail space, or might want to buy a building to have their own retail business, or there's some office buildings that are available, and we're really looking for our community and people outside of our community that might want to try be an entrepreneur like I am, and get started with a great building. Some of them are turnkey ready that you could open up tomorrow and live your dream of being an entrepreneur. So if you know somebody that kind of has that in the back of their mind, we're going to invite them to come and tour with us on October 26th and meet and view and meet the people that would have helped make that possible.
We want to talk about some of the things happening at the mill while we've got 2 minutes left. You've got the market at the mill that's going on every Thursday from 4 to 7. How well has that gone over this year?
The market is always really fun. It's so good to see my vendors come. And if you're hungry for fresh bread or homemade pies or homemade cookies, the vegetables are kind of getting the end of our season, but there's still some of our what I call the winter vegetables, the squash and things like that are still coming. A few tomatoes still coming in. People are starting to bring in some pumpkins. So that's every Thursday. We'll see you this afternoon from 4 to 7. So.
And another thing that you've got going on at the mill, well, actually two things. One is this thing called the escape room that's been situated in the downstairs portion of the mill. Kind of explain what the escape room is for those who may not be aware of it.
So this is like a challenge. And so what you do is we build a little room in the basement of the mill. It is not scary. It is suitable for, well, not real young kids, because you've got to kind of find some clues and solve some problems. Now, you don't have to come in with any knowledge. Your phone will not help, so you can't Google it. But hidden around the room, there are clues that will help you open different locks. And then inside the lock, when you open whatever that was, a cabinet or whatever, there'll be some more clues. And you work your way around the room, and then you find the way to open up and get out of the room. And so it's just a fun little challenge. We recommend it's available for 2 to 6 players. And you just come by the mill anytime, and we can get you signed up. And if you want to bring a group from work, or if you want to bring a group of your friends, or you've got friends from out of town, or you're just looking for something to do, the escape room is available in the evenings, and we can arrange it for pretty much any time that would work for your family.
And on Friday nights, during football games or after football, home football games. You've had the fifth quarter going on, and how well has this gone over?
Well, we just did one of those at the very last home football game, and we've got another one Friday night, and it's homecoming, so I know it's a great time in the community. We had 50 people at the last one. We were super thrilled. They come and play the Milcade games and hang out with their friends. We turn on some music, and we've got some sponsors, which is the Methodist Men, and this time Fairway, which is allowing us to make it all free and have some free food. Subway sandwiches and drinks and water will be available. So come after the game and just hang out. It's for any Shenandoah kid that wants to come after the game on Friday night.
Margaret, we've run out of time for this session, but we will talk more about activities with Vision Shenandoah and the mill, because there's a lot of exciting things happening there. We thank you very much for being with us this morning with the updates.
Always good to talk to you. Have a great day.
You bet. That's Margaret Brady, Executive Director of Vision Shenandoah and the proprietor for the mill and all the activities going on at the mill here on The Morning Line on KMA.